Capricorn, this is your horoscope for June of 2021. Capricorn, we begin the month off with a ton of water energy, and part of that water energy is energy in Cancer. And Cancer for you is your seventh house of relationships, partnerships, any relationship that really is a one-on-one relationship, whether it's romantic, roommate, a one-on-one relationship with a therapist. So we have, on June 1st, Mars in Cancer creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces. On June 2nd, we have Venus entering Cancer. And on June 3rd, Venus in Cancer, newly entered there, creates a beautiful trine to Jupiter in Pisces. What does this mean? So the first week of the month, your seventh house of partnership and your third house of point of view, perception, communication are highlighted. The fact that they're both in water signs is really lovely because it presents us with the opportunity to look, in your case, at others with a much more compassionate and loving perspective. But more than anything, because the seventh house is not just about partnerships, it's also about the relationship with ourselves. It's the cosmos giving you an opportunity to look at yourself from a much more loving and compassionate perspective. The reason for this is that the eclipses that we're currently experiencing are in the 12th, 6th house axis for you, are in the subconscious and the day-to-day axis for you. I find that axis to be one of the more interesting axis of the zodiac because they tend to go unnoticed and yet they make such a difference. So the full moon in Sagittarius of May 26th, I know this is a June horoscope, but that eclipse ties into the eclipse that we're going to have on June 10th, so I have to talk about it. The full moon in Sagittarius eclipse that we had on May 26th was in your 12th house of the subconscious and things happening behind the scenes. On the one hand, the month of May could have represented a time in which you were dealing with a lot of shadows, with a lot of things that came up to you about yourself that you weren't necessarily proud of. And perhaps you were hard on yourself about, why am I still in that space? Why do I do that? Why do I behave in this way? I should know better. And all of the stuff that Capricorn tends to do to themselves. Directly opposite of that is the sixth house, which is Gemini. The day-to-day, your routines, your health. Chances are that the shadow part that you weren't so happy with that came up with the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius has to do with a lack of routine and a lack of structure on your day-to-day. Now, you had quite a rough 2020. All of the built-up energy was on your sun. Understand that that represented a complete shift of your life in so many ways, including something as simple as your daily routines. As we're going through big changes, our daily lives inevitably are affected. So what this new moon eclipse in Gemini on June 10th gives you the opportunity to do is to be much more mindful and present in the new daily routines that are going to come your way. But what's really important to understand is that you weren't really meant to have the clarity of new routines till now. There were a lot of things that needed to be released before you can get to the space. So cut yourself some slack and understand that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Okay, so with this new moon eclipse in Gemini on the sixth, in your sixth house of routine and the day to day and health and body, as soon as you start, you know, creating new routines, whether it's workout routines, work routines, you pay much more attention to your health, the relationship with yourself is going to get stronger and better. And that's where all of that Cancer energy at the beginning of the month comes into play. And that Cancer energy will really play out throughout the month of June. So As long as you can come back to yourself, take care of yourself, take care of your daily responsibilities, create new routines, which make you feel so lovely inside because you like things to be organized, the relationship with yourself is going to be much kinder and much more compassionate. But here's the thing. Don't wait until you have it all figured out to be kind and compassionate with yourself. Understand that you can do that now as you're building new structures, because you are. Your ruler Saturn went through your sign and shattered a ton of foundations. You are rebuilding now. So it's only appropriate that it's going to take a certain amount of time, and that certain amount of time is probably longer than you would like, okay? Now, as we head into the month, we get to June 14th, which is the second square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. Aquarius for you is in your second house of money, self-worth, a sense of confidence, and Taurus is in your fifth house of creativity. This immediately tells me, and has been telling me all along, that Capricorn is going to have to make money in something that has to do with their creativity, something that they teach, something that comes from them, and that the way they make money is going to be much, much different than it has been in the past. And this second square, the first square happened on February 14th. So pay attention to what happened in terms of the themes of creativity and money in February for you. And it's not necessarily that you're going to get more of the same this month, but it's going to be yet another reminder. You're meant to make money in a different way. It's probably going to come from something that you do creatively. If that's the case, you have to take responsibility for that creativity, okay? Now, if this has nothing to do with money, if this has nothing to do with a creative project, the fifth house is also the house of children, the children that we may have, because it's the house of creation, creativity. As women, we create children, or we have the capacity to. This can also manifest for a small number of Capricorns in a pregnancy. So how does that tie into your second house of money? Well, Saturn transiting the second house of money, Saturn represents restriction. All of a sudden, the money that you had is a little bit more restricted because you have someone else coming along the way. Okay. June is really a month of fertility for Capricorn energy. If that's not what you're looking for, make sure that you do what you need to do in order for that not to happen. All right. Now, come June 20th, we have the summer solstice, which means that the sun is moving into the sign of Cancer. Cancer for you is in your seventh house of partnership. Remember, the first of the month had all of that Cancer energy, and I explained what that was about. The sun now transiting that part of your chart really till July 21st means that there is an emphasis in relationships, that there's an emphasis with their relationship with yourself. But more importantly, it's about understanding that the way that you relate to yourself and others has to change. And it has. It already has. And for you to try to do relationships the way that you used to is simply not going to work anymore. I find it really hard to believe that, I don't know, that Capricorn energy is still in the space it used to be in terms of relationships. But just in case you are, know that you have grown, that you have matured, that you have transformed. And from this transformed place is where you are now building relationships from, okay? On June 24th, this is an important one, we have a full moon in your sign. Okay, this is important because even though this full moon is going to take place at 3 degrees Capricorn, we have Pluto currently retrograde in Capricorn at 26 degrees, and it's going to go back to 24 degrees technically speaking, the distance between the full moon at 3 degrees and Scorpio in the latter 20 degrees of Capricorn is far too wide to be considered a conjunction. But from my experience, from the many readings that I've done, anytime that there are two planetary bodies in one sign, regardless of the distance between them, I think that they affect one another. So, a full moon represents an emotional ending, an emotional cutting, an emotional culmination of something. With Pluto retrograding over your sun again, this is really about that one more layer of you being let go, of who you thought you used to be, of how you thought that things should be done, of how you think you need to approach life. Okay, this is just a little bit more of the sliver of yourself that you're leaving behind because it no longer serves you. Look, this makes a lot of sense if you're getting a lot of action in the sixth house of the day-to-day happenings of your structure, of your routines. Because I can totally see Capricorn energy trying to create routines based off of an old model of self and not from this new model of self. You are not the Capricorn you used to be. Therefore, nothing you do can be from that space. You're leaving it behind. And look, at the end of the year, Venus is going to retrograde in your sign yet again. Venus, the planet of relationships, which means, and she's going to conjunct Pluto during the retrograde while it goes back. While it goes forward, she's going to touch Pluto. There are so many parts of you that are changing, that are still continuing to change, that you have to be patient and kind to yourself, okay? That's why it's so important that you lean into the Pisces energy of your chart. Pisces is the third house of perspective and the point of view. It's creating a square to all of the eclipse energy. So if the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius was about releasing something of the subconscious, the new moon eclipse in Gemini is saying you're going to build your day-to-day life from a different space within you. And they're creating 90 degree angles to Pisces energy, which is your third house of your point of view, of your communication, of how you perceive the world. It means, especially on Pisces, that you need to be patient and compassionate with this process, okay? On June 26th, Venus moves into Leo, and for you, Leo is in the eighth house of intimacy with another. This is fun. This is fun times. This is fun times, especially if you're in an established relationship. If you're not, be safe, be careful. Remember what I said about creativity and what that can mean. Especially if that's not what you're looking for. But Venus in Leo gives you this confidence to be who you want to be behind closed doors. Lean into it, my love. Have a great June, and may this be helpful.